Welcome to this subtle transformational trance audio. Before we get going in your trance journey, just a couple of foundational things to bear in mind. First and foremost, this audio is designed for passive listening. So make sure you're in a comfortable place with no distractions. Second, it will take you into a lovely trance, which means you should not be driving or operating any kind of heavy machinery, and keep this recording out of the reach of children. Now, you will benefit from multiple listenings to this recording by the law of compound suggestion, which in hypnosis simply says that each suggestion reinforces the power of the next. A couple of words about hypnosis. You will not go to sleep. Hypnosis is simply a altered state of consciousness where your unconscious mind is open to bigger and better possibilities. So you will also be hearing affirmations. Now, you may have noticed that I've been critical of affirmations before, but in this altered state in which I'm leading you, they're far more likely to take hold. So let's begin. First, make sure you're in a comfortable place where you're not going to be interrupted. And now let's begin the journey and exploration into trance. All you need to do is close your eyes, and you don't need to do any work. You don't need to try to alter your breathing or imagine anything or walk down a flight of steps. Instead, I merely extend the invitation to you to watch your body breathe itself. Simply watch your body breathe itself. And as you continue to allow yourself to experience and watch your body breathe itself, I extend the invitation to you to recognize you can listen to every word I say and you don't have to. You can ignore every word I say and you don't have to. You can listen to every word I say and ignore every word I say, and you don't have to. Because in the trance state, things that normally don't go together can come together to form new pathways, new thoughts, new feelings, new behaviors. As that process continues, I just once again extend the invitation to watch the body breathe itself. Experience and notice the body breathing itself. I invite you to continue to let go of any effort. Continue to allow yourself to experience this, and anything you experience is only a sign that this is working for you. Now, when you were a little child, you had many experiences. You had to learn the difference between your left hand and your right hand. You had to learn the difference between your left foot and your right foot. There was a time when you struggled to stand up, where all you could do was crawl. And you had to learn how to balance the muscles, what muscles to expand, what muscles to contract, how to shift your weight. And it was something that was quite difficult to learn, but your unconscious now learned for you, and you didn't need to make any conscious effort. There was a time when you didn't know how to tell time. I remember struggling to tell time. And you didn't understand it. What did it mean that the big hand was on the 12 and the little hand was on the 6? And you didn't see any hands. And I didn't see any hands. And what were seconds and what were minutes? I had seen puppies and you had seen puppies. But whoever saw a second? Whoever saw a minute? And I remember waking up one morning, running out into the living room because I just knew that you could tell time. And I remember reading that clock on the wall. And you could never go back to not telling time ever again. Your unconscious mind, your unconscious, is capable and knows how to learn. And there was a time when you had to learn to print. And I remember that was difficult too. Is an M a W turned upside down? Or is a W an M turned upside down? And I invite you to continue to notice as you extend that invitation to yourself. Outside sounds and noises no longer distract or disturb you. They merely pass through you like wind through the trees. Any doubtful or negative thoughts that come up, they merely pass through you like wind through the trees, like light through a clear glass. Any internal dialogue no longer matters to you. You can just let go of it or imagine. It's like a TV program in a room far away with actors speaking a language you don't understand. Now we're going to begin these affirmations, and it doesn't matter whether you passively listen or say them along in your mind as I read them to you. I'll repeat each one 3 times. I never hear no. I only discover people who are not yet ready to take an amazing opportunity. I never hear no. I only discover people who are not ready to take an amazing opportunity. I never hear no. I only discover people who are not ready to take an amazing opportunity. I never hear no. I only see wonderful opportunities to joyfully embrace and improve my skills. I never hear no. I only see wonderful opportunities to joyfully embrace and improve my skills. I do not insist, nor do I back down. I proceed with my prospects in a balanced and powerful way. I do not insist, nor do I back down. I proceed with my prospects in a balanced and powerful way. I do not insist, nor do I back down. I proceed with my prospects in a balanced and powerful way. I'm interested in the sale, but I'm invested in my skills. I am interested in the sale, but I'm invested in my skills. I bless and wish for all of my prospects, prosperity, happiness, and joy. I bless and wish for all of my prospects, happiness, prosperity, and joy. I bless and wish for all of my prospects, prosperity, happiness, and joy. There are no sales opportunities out of my league when I know how to step up to the plate. There are no sales opportunities out of my league when I know how to step up to the plate. There are no sales opportunities out of my league when I know how to step up to the plate. There are no big money clients, prospects, or deals. There are only better opportunities to serve. There are no big money clients, prospects, or deals. There are only better opportunities to serve. There are no big money clients, prospects, or deals. There are only better opportunities to serve. My sales history is not my sales destiny. I choose, create, and claim my sales success. My sales history is not my sales destiny. I choose, create, and claim my sales success. My sales history is not my sales destiny. I choose, create, and claim my sales success. My opportunities are everywhere. I create them and they surround me. My opportunities are everywhere. I create them and they surround me. Let's just take a moment to once again extend the invitation to yourself to observe your body breathing itself. Left to itself, the body knows what to do. And now I extend the invitation for you to rouse yourself. Rouse yourself and yet take the lessons of this wonderful trance with you. Surprising yourself how more and more each and every day they manifest naturally, easily, and effortlessly.